all around the world. We are the
best. Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc, Gillespie, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up into Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Riding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banks it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosbitt. Deep right corner, Ray-Ann Fry. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Ray-Ann Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dipsy do maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive, shot, nothing but Cord. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon, oh, a no-look pass ahead to Bowser. Driving way up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play. That every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball lobbed into Bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the plate of Vanessa Winner. Open for 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winner's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse way up, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane, hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here! Perfect is in the open area, behind the arc, and he lofts in a long triple for Jackson Center. Got it! At the buzzer! Wow! What a shot! Evan Burning lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away. And he pumped it in, beating the horn. And the Redskins are up 7, 30-23 at the end of three on scores.cast.com.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We speak to you bright and early on this Saturday morning, a snowy one. It's warm on the inside. We're set for Girls District Action Division 4, Rushi versus Covington. The Raiders beat the Covington Buccaneers by 12 during the regular season at Covington. Rushi is the favorite in this game, although Covington's had a fine year. Head coach Andy Timmerman of Rushi's done an excellent job with this club, Chuck. Wow. It's a team that plays just no more than seven, and the Rushi Lady Raiders have endured all year long. Thought they were a bit out of breath, winded against Mechanicsburg. Did get a second win, so to speak, in the fourth quarter of that game. That's been the one toughie so far here in the tournament. Rushi playing extremely well, and you can expect the Raiders to run up and down the floor today. Larissa Polding's been a monster on the inside.
She has just gotten better and better as the year's going on. She's a 6'1 sophomore, and she actually has a pretty good shot from about 15 feet in, but she's worked on her footwork, you can tell that. And then you go out to Maria Heron, as good a player as there is in the area. She is a dynamite three-point shooter. Jenna Cordonier off the bench has just been a star for Rushi down the stretch. Tiffany Hatcher not scoring like she did in the past, but she is the best on-ball defender, I think, in the Shelby County League for sure.
No question.
And Shea Borcher's got a little bit of time in this last game, and I think that's key for them as they go along to have a seventh person that can give them a minute or two without hurting them during the game.
I would expect Maria Heron to have a big morning/afternoon. This game tips in about 7 minutes, straight up at 11. I would expect her to score points big time here today. She is due, let's face it.
Yeah, she's such a streaky shooter, but boy, when she gets on a roll, she is almost unstoppable. And you got a kind of a weird situation here at Troy. At one end, you got kind of the normal look with a wall behind the basket. Mm-hmm. At the other end, you got open with seating. So it's more conducive to like a Butler situation. So, you know, it's kind of weird to have a gym that's got two different shooting backgrounds in the same place.
This Covington club is under head coach Jim Meyer. He is no stranger to Covington sports. Back in the 90s, he was the head figure for girls basketball at Covington. He's returned back for his first year in this stint. And Covington has played very well, did drop a 12-pointer, as I mentioned, to Rushi in the regular season. That final score was 45-33. Interestingly, in that game, it wasn't Heron, it wasn't Polling. Those were not the two leading scorers for the Rushi Raiders in that contest. Cameo Wilson had 12, Jenna Cordonier had 12. Covington held Maria Heron under wraps. That was about the time where Maria was feeling a little bit gimpy on an ankle. Leading scorer in that game for Covington was the young lady who's been the number one scorer all year long for the Lady Buccaneers, Sammy Whiteman. She's averaging about 19 points a game on the campaign. Covington did suffer a loss fairly late in the regular season when the second leading scorer, Jordan Crowell, a 5'4 junior, went down for the rest of the campaign. Will be interesting to see how Covington is able to offset her loss. This clearly, Rushi, the best opponent Covington has faced with Crowell out.
Yeah, I mean, Jim Meyer was a standout basketball player back in the day in high school for Covington, and he's just kind of been around the area. I know he went to Troy for a little bit, then came back to Covington, but he does a terrific job. The man knows basketball, I promise you that. And he'll get the best out of them today. They need to have a good start to get some confidence, because if you lose to a team in the regular season, as a coach you might see differences. As players, you realize you lost to them once, so you don't want to get the feeling of here it goes again.
Right. I think this will be a very good ball game. It's critical, I think, for Covington, as you said, Chuck, to stay within a basket or two after one period, and maybe even within a basket or two at the end of the first half. Pace will be interesting. Rushi will run up and down the floor despite having only six or seven young ladies to play.
They will run up and down the floor. They will trap you all over the floor. They will get in your face defensively. That is what they do the best. And no matter whether you have five, six, or seven girls, if that's what you do the best, that's what you got to do.
So. This is the first of three girls Division IV district championship games here at Troy today. The second game tips at 1. Jackson Center versus Cincinnati Christian. The third and final game is at 3. We will not webcast it. Tri-Village meets Cedarville. Looking ahead, the winner of this game between Rushi Covington returns for a regional semifinal tilt next Thursday at 8 against the Minster Upper Soda Valley winner. They are playing tonight. Minster beat New Bremen on Thursday rather handily. Upper Soda Valley rallied from 11 down to force overtime against Marion Local and won by 4. Upper Soda has lost just 3, obviously plays a much, much weaker schedule than Minster. But those two clubs collide tonight at Wapakoneta. The winner returns to the regional next Thursday at 8 to play the winner of this game, the other regional semifinal, at 6:15 next Thursday at Vandalia Butler. We'll pit the winner of game 2 here today, Jackson Center against Cincinnati Christian, against the winner of game 3, which is Tri-Village Cedarville. So that's how the regional shapes up next week.
Right. I mean, I'm looking forward to that. I like doing games at Butler. That's a neat facility to do games, especially when they put us down on the floor instead of up in the corner.
So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Thank you, Local Equipment, a founding partner here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney. Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy. The U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what is your favorite thing? The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a look, a good long look, at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th and Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. That's 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. And these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, which came on board last March during the high school basketball tournament, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Plus from Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus an array of customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, pens, and more at Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. And Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 divisions also in Anna. We've got starting lineups, opening tip, upcoming Division 4 District Championship girls basketball here at Troy. Rushi Covington on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
My name is Alexis Monin, a junior cheerleader at Rushi High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Rushi Raiders. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
This is Jack with Chuck back here at Troy, seconds away from the start of this game, Girls District Championship between Rushi and Covington. It was 3 years ago, Chuck, when Rushi won a sectional title, a district title, played Fort Loramie girls in the regional. Fort Loramie defeated Rushi in a cliffhanger.
That was a tough one.
Yep. But that was the last district championship for the Raiders 3 years ago. Rushi bidding for another one here today against the Covington Buccaneers. Covington with victories over Miami Valley, Twin Valley South, and Southeastern in the Brookville sectional tournament. And the Rushi Raiders coming off a huge win against Mechanicsburg and then one over Fort Loramie. The victory against the Redskins may be a little easier than anticipated. Third victory by Rushi over Fort Loramie this year. But Mechanicsburg threw a scare into the winded Raiders in that sectional semifinal, but Rushi poured it on in the fourth quarter to pull that game out of the fire. Starting five for both clubs have been introduced. For the Rushi Raiders, it's the typical opening quintet for the blue and gold. Jenna Cordonier does not start. She comes off the bench. Larissa Poling, 6'1 in the post. Cameo Wilson, 6 feet tall. Larissa at 13.5 points a game. Cameo at 8. Also in the opening five, Maria Heron, 14 a game, 5'4 senior guard. Whitney Plyman, 5'3 junior guard. And the fifth starter, Tiffany Hatcher, at 7 points a game, 5 feet, 7 inches tall, and a senior. Covington Buccaneers leading scorer, nearly 20 per game on the year. Samantha Whiteman, 5'7 sophomore. She had 12 against Rushi in the Raiders' 12-point triumph over Covington at the Buccaneers gym during the regular season. Whiteman begins at a wing. She is a 5'7 sophomore, outstanding player, Chuck. A young player, just a 10th grader, and she will be heard from over the next 2 years at Covington.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. I've talked to Andy down there. He does the Buck Radio, and he was telling me that she's going to be a star, so I'm looking forward to seeing her play.
5'8 senior wing player Lexi Long averages 8 points a game. She's in the opening five. Justice Warner, 5'4 senior guard out front. Teams with Addison Metz, a 5'6 senior. And also on the perimeter, Victoria Lyle, L-Y-L-E, Victoria Lyle, a 5'5 junior. Again, head coach is Jim Meyer. Spent years at Rushi in the 90s. He has returned as mentor of the girls' basketball program. Two first-year head coaches, Andy Timmerman, Rushi, Jim Meyer, Covington. Of course, Jim, no stranger to the Covington program, as Chuck and I have pointed out. Big contingent from Rushi, right directly below us, Chuck. We are on the visiting side. Rushi Raiders in the road blue, gold numerals outlined in white. Covington, the home white. top to bottom, black numbers. Right away, Rushi gets the tip. Opening wow. three ball, left corner. Tiffany Hatcher sizes one up and drains it. Boy, that was pretty.
That's a good sign for them if Tiffany's going to have a day, because she is a streaky three-point shooter.
And right away, the Rushi Raiders jump on top 3-0. Here's Covington with the ball, forecourt to her left. It's handed off to Lyle. Lyle at the elbow. Feeds a teammate, head of the key. Here's a long one by Warner. A triple, hit the back brace, kick right back out to Covington, which restarts. 7:20 left in the first. Rushi's first shot went down. A three ball by Hatcher. Here's a triple from the left corner by Covington, blocked away by Poling. She came out of nowhere, got a mitt on it. That was a triple tried by Addison Metz. Attacking is Hatcher once again for the Raiders below the foul line. A leaner banked it too hard. No good. Rebound Covington. Buccaneers off the glass with it. It's Sammy Whiteman who's on the bounce over the center circle. Pulls up, head of the key, lets it fly. A long one. It dipped in, came out. Tough break for her. Rebound to Plyman of Rushi. Down the floor to Hatcher. Cross court to Wilson on the arc. High right to Heron, and the Raiders set it up. 90 seconds have been played. Rushi leads it 3-0 on the trifecta by Hatcher. Here's Poling, 25 feet out, high left. Hands to Plyman, who looks inside to Larissa. Baseline right, and she puts up a one-hander. No good. Hit the rim, bounced away. Eight-footer. Here's Covington. Hard dribble down the floor. All the way to the basket goes Whiteman. She took it the distance and charged below the rim.
I'll tell you what, Plyman did a nice job because she knew she was going to get thumped on taking that charge, but she stood in there, and a great defensive play.
And Whiteman comes up a little bit gimpy.
Yeah, she went down hard on that leg.
That's a big foul. Number one on her, leading scorer for Covington, and it occurs in the first 2 minutes of this game. Rushi Raiders, Plyman over the timeline. 3-0 Rushi. Larissa Poling had a pretty good look. Last trip down. Here's a travel call out high against Plyman for the Raiders. She took steps.
It looks like Covington's playing a triangle, a diamond defensively zone with Robinson guarding Heron all over the floor. Or, I'm sorry, Warner.
Here is Warner with the ball outside the arc on the left. She angles into the paint. Nice feed low on the right to a teammate. Here's a little four-footer laid up, in, out, no good. Wouldn't go for Lyle. Rebound is stuck in. Warner got the 2 points for Rushi, or I should say for Covington, to make it a 3-2 game. Outside the arc on the left, it's Hatcher. Shot fake down low to Wilson. Oh, a good move. Drive to the cup with the left hand and rimmed it. Long rebound, though, Plyman left corner. Loops across the court to Poling. Poling dribble drive. She's got a banker from eight. Wild shot. Caromed off the glass, and then Poling ran into a defender.
Yeah, they're going to have to maybe call a timeout and talk about this. I don't think they were expecting this defense.
Not sure that the Raiders are recognizing it so far. Hasty shots. That trip down the floor by Rushi. 3-2 Covington, 5:20 left in the first. Poling's got a foul. Whiteman's got a foul. Here's a cross-court pass by Covington Telegraph. Hatcher on the intercept. Flipped it up the floor to Plyman. To Hatcher on the arc. It's stolen. Good recovery by Lyle of Covington. As she trailed the play, sneaked up from behind and intercepted. Whiteman midcourt for the Buccaneers. Picked up there by Plyman. Flips it baseline right to a teammate. It is Warner. Back out to Whiteman. She controls the offense, takes most of the shots. She tries to light it up, a three ball. It caromed off the flange into the corner. Poling got the rebound, punched away by Covington, recovered by Heron. Heron darts down the floor, 1-on-3. She pulls up, gives to Plyman. 3-2 Rushi, 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Cameo Wilson, open look, left corner inside the three-point arc, drains it.
The corners against this defense is what's open, and you also can flash into the middle of it.
5-2 in favor of Rushi. That was about as long a shot as you'll see Cameo Wilson take, but she's got good range.
That was smooth right there.
Sure was. The two makes by the Raiders have been with very good form. Hatcher on a three, Covington, or I should say, and then Wilson on a two. Covington missed down to her left. It was Lyle driving, shooting, no good. Hatcher at the other end for Rushi, misfired from long range. And then Covington gets a run out down the floor. A driving layup by the Buccaneers. It rimmed. Warner couldn't get it to drop. And Rushi's got it. Tough luck shooting so far for the Covington Buccaneers.
Yeah, both teams have missed a couple of inside game shots.
3:40 left to go here in the first quarter. Play settles down after a frenetic last 45 seconds. Foul line Hatcher, baseline right Wilson. She's got another floater from 15. Short, no good. Easy rebound, stick back by Poling. 7-2 Rushi. 3:24 left in the first. Head coach Jim Meyer of Covington gets a timeout. Raiders up 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
The Rushi Raiders, Chuck, here at the outset have gotten shots they want, although recognition of this unusual defense by Covington has maybe been slow for the Raiders, but I think they're picking up on it now.
Yeah, the corners are open and you can get the ball in the middle. You should be able to backside rebound like Poling just did also.
Well, Whiteman's got the ball outside the arc on the left for Covington. Gives it up to Warner. Whiteman juke move, shake and bake. Can't enter the lane, though. Hands off to a teammate 25 feet away. It is Metz. Metz goes down low to a newcomer on the floor. Ball caught low on the right and dropped in. Lauren Christian, a 5'10 sophomore. She takes up space and caught the ball in shooting range. Rushi couldn't defend her very well. Good play by Christian. Nice insertion by head coach Meyer. And it's a 7-4 score in favor of Rushi. Raiders have the ball. Far left, Jenna Cragagnier in. Now to Heron. Heron darts into the lane. Feeds a bounce pass to Wilson. Wilson goes to the left and hits a bank shot from 7 feet.
That was a tough shot right there. Nice job of using the glass.
Yep, sure was. Well done by Cameo Wilson. Man, has she progressed as this season has moved along. And she will be an important cog the rest of the tournament trail. 9-4 in favor of Rushi. Here's Covington, a baseline jumper, 16-footer. It is short on the play by Lexi Long. Christian, the wide body who's checked in for Covington, snared the rebound, a foul against the Raiders. Aaron picks it up. She and Larissa have one each. Wilson sits down. So does Hatcher for Rushi. 2:07 left in the first. 9-4 Raiders. Covington throws in 25 feet away, handled there by Warner. Now to Whiteman. Whiteman hoists up a three. Can't give her that much space. She swishes it. She's averaging 19 a game for good reason. Outstanding sophomore for the Raiders, or I should say for the Buccaneers, loops in a triple. 9-7. Rushi's lead is just two. Here's Cordonia inside the arc. Baseline left now. Feeds Poling. On top, Shea Borchers is on the court now for Rushi, and she walked. Everybody in the Troy Gymnasium saw that one.
Unfortunately, it was right out in the middle of the floor.
Sure was. Minute 40 left in the first. Very good change in the last minute and a half by Covington. Getting some more strength in at the post position. And the Buccaneers have the ball, a chance to tie or take the lead. High right with it is Addison Metz. Goes baseline left to Lexi Long. Back out to Whiteman in the corner. She's bracketed on the play by Heron and Plyman, who both follow her all the way out to near midcourt. Here's Whiteman, elbow in the left, spin move in the lane. Hands to Christian, head of the key. The pivot player won't shoot it from there. Now right back to Whiteman. Gets a screen from Christian. 17-footer, you can count it. Boy, is she athletic.
Yeah, that looked like a basketball player right there. What a nice jumper.
Scoreboard didn't register the points, but it's 9-all. There we go. 55 seconds left in the first. Borushi's got to focus on Whiteman, that's for certain. Here's Heron, 25 feet away. Well guarded, can't shoot the three. Goes foul line to Cordonia. Baseline left, Plyman open from 17. It bounces around and comes off. Rebound yanked down by Whiteman of Covington. 34 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Covington trailed by 5, 2.5 minutes to go. And now the Buccaneers have the opportunity to take the lead at the end of one. Whiteman just dribbles, pounds it on the floor near the center line. We're down to 15 seconds left in the opening period. Kleiman loosely guards. She's backed up to the head of the key. Here is Whiteman strolling to the right. She's in a crowd, baseline right, leans in, good block, a takeaway by the Rushi Raiders. Jenna Cordonier spearheaded that play. Wow, well done. It was ruled a jump with 7.9 left. The arrow does favor Covington, which gets the ball out of bounds.
Yeah, that was a correct call. Nice defense that time by Cordonier.
Baseline right of the basket. Lillian Hamilton, 6 foot sophomore, in off the bench, throws it in bounds. Covington gets it down low and drops it in for two. Basket counted?
No.
No, it didn't. It did not count. It rolled in and out. And Rushi fouled, however, sending Covington to the stripe with two free throws. 5.6 remaining first quarter. The shot by Metz rattles in. I took my eye off the rim for an instant. The ball was on the iron. Metz with another shot to give Covington a two-point lead, and she does. 11-9 Buccaneers, 5.6 to go in the first. Ball lobbed to Plyman to Wilson. Outside the arc on the left, it's Hatcher. Long 35-footer with a second to go. Missed it off the back iron, and Covington comes back strong and outscores the Rushi Raiders 9-2 over the last 2.5 minutes of the first quarter to lead 11-9 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Rushi Raiders had the upper hand beyond the midway point of the first quarter, up five, now trail by two. We begin action here in period number two. Here is Heron trying to spin between a couple players on the opening possession, second quarter, had it ripped away, then Covington darts down the floor and travels.
You got to set some screens for her. You got to run her along the baseline, set some double screens, try to get her open, try to get her off offensively.
Exactly. Maria Heron's got to get involved in this game. It's critical. Outside the arc on the right, Plyman loops across court to Wilson. Right back to Plyman, who hangs on. Now Hatcher on the perimeter, left side. She's got a player in front of her, shot it anyway. It hit the rim, clanged into the corner. Christian got the rebound, threw it away. Right to Hatcher on the intercept. She goes to the basket and is fouled. Well, Covington had the rebound on the first miss by Hatcher, but threw it away. Hatcher's at the stripe, hit on the arm in the act of shooting. Foul shot, rim, backboard, and in.
This is where Rushi shines at the free throw line.
Yep, it is a 72% free throw shooting girls basketball team. Second shot, Hatcher in there as well. Tied up at 11. Maria Heron was at the sideline talking with head coach Andy Timmerman during the free throws by Hatcher. 50 seconds gone here in the second quarter. Even up at 11. Here's a shot fake by Metz of Covington on the arc. Tried to shoot with the left hand, deflected. Loose ball in the lane, gobbled up by Christian. Blocked away. Nicely done by Poling of the Raiders.
He's got four blocked shots now in this game.
Here is Wilson. Fires up the floor to a teammate, and it's stolen away by Covington at the timeline. Heron coughed it up. Nearly overguarding by Hatcher, 25 feet out on the floor. Whiteman fakes left, goes right. Little pick and roll with a teammate from the 8-foot area. Short shot by Lillian Hamilton, way off the mark, though. Rebound by Rushi. Here's Hatcher, the elbow in the left, cross court to Plyman. Now to Poling, 17 feet away. Now to Hatcher. Hatcher fakes left, goes right, drag the pivot foot. She's got a tendency of doing that. So far, Chuck, for Rushi, not enough touches for Poling and Heron.
Well, they need to get Larissa's out on the perimeter. They need to put her down on the block against that bottom point person and make them play defense on her.
6:24 left in the first. Here is Covington inbounding in backcourt. Wow, what a nifty tie-up on the play by Heron as she reached in there and got the benefit of the call. Nodding up Allison Angle, 5'7 senior, in off the bench for the Buccaneers. Buccaneers retain possession, getting the arrow. Tied up at 11. Ball lobbed cross-court in backcourt to Whiteman, who tracks it down. Whiteman for the Buccaneers up over the timeline, picked up by Hatcher. Very good matchup right there. Whiteman fakes right, goes left into the top of the key, hands off to Warner. Warner on the bounce. Looks for Metz, can't find her. Trying to deal to Whiteman, does. Three steps from center court. Whiteman on the giddy up, foul line, into the paint, and she makes a late dish to a teammate. Layup is good. Victoria Lyle got the deuce. Whiteman very clever at attracting attention below the foul line and giving the ball up. 13-11, Covington leads. Here's Poling down low on the right, bottled up, but Covington missed the shot, got the rebound back, scored it. Was it counted, Chuck, or was the foul on the floor?
No, it counted.
Yes. Field goal by Poling. Well done. She earned that one. We're tied at 13. Poling, a 6-foot banker in traffic. She's at the stripe with a 3-point chance. 5:39 left in the second quarter. High arching free throw by Poling. Dead center. 14-13. Raiders up one. Buccaneers, Whiteman has the ball. Token pressure by Hatcher, 75 feet from the basket. Whiteman, left-hand bounce. Forecourt left, goes to Warner, 25 feet away. She slices through the lane on a weave out back to Metz. Long, high archer inside the three-point line. Good! A long one by Covington. 15-14. That was a lengthy deuce just inside the long line. 1-point lead for the Buccaneers, and the Rushi Raiders throw the ball out of bounds. 5:12 left in quarter number two. Covington 15, Rushi 14.
Now Heron's come out of the game and recognized by one of the Covington players pointing over to the bench, so now they're going to go into a different defense.
Jenna Cordonia on the floor now for Rushi with Plyman, Wilson, Poling, and Hatcher. Maria just has not gotten ignited so far here today. Here's Whiteman. One hand bounce pass to Metz. Another long two-pointer by Metz. Bingo! She hits it again. And Covington's got a 3-point lead, 17-14. 4:42 to go, second quarter. Here's Cordonia outside the arc on the left. Baseline left to Wilson. She starts a drive, pulls up. Now to Jenna. Jenna's got a good look from 16, left it way short. Long rebound, far corner, rolling, out of bounds.
Yeah, she didn't shoot that. She tried to guide it up there.
Buccaneers have outplayed the Raiders the last several minutes, leading by three now. Under 4.5 to go till halftime. Here's Warner on the bounce to midcourt for the Buccaneers. Guarded by Cordonia. Warner dribbles methodically.
She does not want to go left. You got to overplay that right hand, make her turn the ball over.
Exactly. Far right wing. Here's Metz. Pitches to Whiteman. Almost over it back. She corralled it, though. Whiteman foul line. Loops it down low on the left for a teammate intended for Lexi Long. Punched out of bounds by Rushi. 4:02 to go, second quarter. 17-14 in favor of the Buccaneers. Head coach Andy Timmerman gets a needed timeout for Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online
online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease, and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star Relax. We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Rushi head coach Andy Timmerman, Chuck, feeling that the Raiders not quite as sharp offensively or defensively as he'd prefer them to be.
Well, I'll tell you what.
This Whiteman's a load.
Whiteman is getting into the lane and creating a lot of shots for her teammates.
Uh-huh. Here is Covington throwing cross court outside the arc on the left. It is long. Now to Whiteman, 25 feet away. She's on the move. Pulls up top of the circle. Still bouncing. Right wing Warner. Warner goes baseline. Heron stops her. Now it's thrown to Metz, 25 feet away. 3.5 to go, second quarter. 3-point lead, Covington. Metz dribbles through the head of the key. Cross-court pass to Warner. Ball whipped, baseline right, and out of bounds. Intended for Lyle. Ball went awry. Now Rushi brings it up into the forecourt. Has Maria Heron scored a point yet?
I don't think she's taken a shot. She got into the lane the one time and got stripped. Other than that, she has not shot the ball.
3:21 to go here in the first half. Maria Heron without a look. Here's a deep right corner three, but Plyman of Rushi bangs off the rim, goes high in the air, into the hands of Lyle. Outlet to Whiteman. Covington on the go. Whiteman elbow in the left. Shake and bake move. Lets one fly. Oh, smooth as silk. 17-footer by Whiteman, and Covington leads by five.
That is my first wow of the morning.
Here's Plyman, 30 feet away for Rushi. Outside the arc on the left to Cordonier. Now to Wilson, low in the left. Muscles all the way to the rim and banks it down. Cameo Wilson puts the ball on the floor, as good as any 6-foot young lady in Division IV girls basketball. 2:30 to go here in quarter number two. Warner's got the ball behind the arc for Covington. Steps inside the arc and throws up a long one, air balls it. And the weak side rebound is in the lap of Cordonier of Rushi, which is down three with 2:20 left to go here in the first half. Ball fed to Cordonier in the lane. Baseline left, Wilson. Out to Plyman. Cross court right corner, Cordonier. She dropped the ball out of bounds.
She was looking to throw the ball into Poling and took her eye off the pass.
Well, Chuck, we reiterate, Maria Heron without a shot. We don't believe she's taken one yet in the game, do we?
She has not.
2 minutes to go, first half. Covington, difficulty in backcourt. Pressure by Rushi. The Raiders get the ball to the floor. Somehow, some way, Covington gets a timeout, and the ball was loose on the hardwood.
My favorite rule.
That's one timeout that should not have been granted. 2 minutes, 3 seconds left in the second quarter. 19-16, Covington up three. Don't miss out on great savings and high-quality furniture at Goffney Furniture in Sydney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. That's Goffney Furniture in Sydney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Goffney for your dining and living room furniture, home office and entertainment space furniture, adult and youth bedroom furniture, meeting your budget's needs as well. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. More savings, coupons available on the Goffney website, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Here's Covington getting the ball inbounds after the timeout, but being challenged in backcourt. Good tenacious pressure by Rushi, and it causes a 10-second violation.
Well, we saw Fairlawn in the first quarter cause two of those against Jackson Center.
That was an interesting start to that game last night. Jackson Center boys were down 8-0 with the bat of an eye. Fairlawn had missed several free throws, however, and the Jets wound up leading by only one at the half. It could have been more. Here is Plyman, left corner, deals to Wilson. Wilson barges down the lane right through a Covington player. Offensive foul. Minute 36 to go in the half, 19-16 Covington. Head coach Andy Timmerman has his Raiders picking up full court.
This is a beautiful gym, but They only have one scoreboard that's got the fouls and everything scoring on it, and it's hard to see from here on that angle.
Here
that was her second. That was her second foul.
Number two on Cameo. Ball thrown to Warner. Warner sprints up the right side. Little stutter stop. She walked. It wasn't called. Threw it ahead. Knocked out of bounds by Cordonia. That was a clear travel violation.
Well, I'll tell you again, somebody needs to recognize that the girl will probably kill herself if she puts it in her left hand. She does not want to at all.
Yeah.
Sit on that right hand and make her go left, and she'll turn it over.
Yeah, Warner wants to go right, right, right. Warner, 25 feet away, picks up the dribble. Bounce pass, baseline right, and rolls away from the receiver and out of bounds. Tell you what, Grushy's picked it up.
Yeah, defensively, they're really getting intense because their offense is very stagnant right now.
And head coach Andy Timmerman has lit a fire into Rushi's defense. It's paid dividends. A couple of stops in a row. Here's Hatcher, deep three, left corner, Rushi. Swish, a long one by Hatcher, tying up the game at 19.
Well, they're really going to need her.
Minute to go, first half, backcourt foul committed by Plyman, I think.
Yeah, it was. I think that's her first
team foul situation on Covington, 3-5 on Rushi. 60 seconds to go, second quarter. Ball inbounded, backcourt. It goes to Lyle, up ahead to Whiteman. Whiteman 2-on-2, dumps it baseline left for Warner, broken up on the play by Plyman. It goes out of bounds.
If you're guarding her, you cannot stab at a pass like that, because you're in trouble if she gets into the open floor.
53 seconds to go in the second quarter. Good inbounds pass by Covington. In the lane to Metz. Awkward shot, though. Hit the underneath side of the rim. Rebound Raiders. Boy, Rushi's defense has really stepped forward here in the last 2 minutes. And now the Raiders have a chance to go on top at the halftime break. Cordonier, left corner, Hatcher. Hatcher flips it cross-court to Heron, way over her head, and it goes out of bounds into the Covington bench.
It drives you crazy as a coach to see someone try to throw that pass. Throw the quickest pass, you go to the point and then back to the wing. That pass doesn't have a chance, and if she catches it, no place for her to go.
Unbelievably, Maria Heron without a shot at the basket the first two quarters. 25 seconds to go in the second. Whiteman on the dribble at midcourt for Covington. She will run it down. Clock says 16, 15, 14. Now double-team pressure. Whiteman on the bounce into the lane. And she fumbled the ball in her hands, then fed it to a teammate down low on the right who dropped it through. It was long. Covington up 2. 4 seconds to go, second quarter. Heron fires a long one, a 40-footer. She could have gone a few more steps forward. It's way short, out of bounds with .4 to go. 21-19, Covington. Buccaneers will inbound. Long throws to a teammate. Metz, and that's it. First half is over. Rushi Raiders down 2. Covington outplayed Rushi the first two quarters of this game. And the home team on the scoreboard, Covington leads at 21-19 at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1856.
LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCalle supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCalle Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Wachuk here at Troy. Girls Division IV District Title Game. One of three here at Troy today. Rushi Covington here in the first one. Buccaneers lead Rushi 21-19. Game two features Jackson Center, Cincinnati Christian. Game three pits Tri-Village versus Cedarville. We cover the second game of the day here after this one. We will not cover the third. Again, as you look forward to the regional, the winner of this game will meet the victor of tonight's game between Minster and Upper Soda Valley at Wapak. Those two winners will collide next Thursday at 8 at Vandalia Butler. And the winners of games 2 and 3 here today will meet next Thursday in another regional semifinal in Girls D4 at Butler at 6:15. So that's the way the regional tournament shapes up. That's the next layer of play after the district here at Troy today. Big shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Francis Schulze, Superior Aluminum, on board with us since last March and the high school basketball tournament. They've been with us now 12 months. Thank you very much, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. American Architectural Glass, an anchor underwriting sponsor, along with Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, which underwrites our halftime report, and the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Thanks to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, and Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Our halftime report presented by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Raiders are down to the Buccaneers by 2, 21-19. Chuck?
Well, you look at the stat line across here. Maria Heron took that long three. That's the only shot she took in the entire half. So they got to figure out something there. They're 7 of 20 from the floor, 35%. They were only 2 of 7 shooting threes, made all three of their free throws. On the other side, Covington, 9 of 23, 39%. Only made 1 of 4 from the behind the arc. Made both of their free throws also. Rebounding advantage goes to the Bucks, 15-12, 5-3 on the offensive boards. Larissa Poling has 4 blocked shots in the first half to go along with 5 rebounds. Individual scoring for Covington, they were led by Whiteman with 7, 6 for Metz. Then they dropped, they had 3 young ladies with 2, Long and Warner and Lyle. They scored 11 and 10, 21 for the half. Rushi only had 3 people score. They got 8 out of Tiffany Hatcher, 6 from Cameo Wilson, 5 from Larissa Poling. They scored 9 and 10, and they trail by 2 at the half.
And, Chuck, you've coached many, many teams which have played tournament games before noon, an 11 o'clock tip today. How do you think the Rushi Raiders might have been affected by the 11 a.m. start time? I know Jack Kramer was affected this morning after the great game last night at Piqua between Fairlawn and Jackson Center. I'm not as sharp as I'd like to be. Rushi looks like it's a little sluggish. Larissa Poling, Maria Heron, very few shots taken. How many did Larissa get? Just 5?
She was 2 of 5, and Maria took that long bomb at the half, and that's the only shot she's gotten.
Those two young ladies should have 10 or a dozen each half.
Well, you know, you look at it, and if you play at a different time, but it is tournament time, so you work on this. But 11 o'clock is an early start. I think they could have backed everything up an hour because they've got a 7 o'clock game here, a boys game tonight, but they still could have had plenty of time. But You know, Covington had to get up and do the exact same thing Rushi You know, that's the key there. But there are ways to attack this diamond. And if it was a great defense, everybody would play it. So there are ways to attack it. And right now, Rushi is not attacking it the way I think they need to.
And when you say diamond, you mean that it's a three-person zone with man defense on Heron and Poling? Describe it to me.
No, they're playing a person on top. It's like a box and one, only with a box you got two top, two bottom. On this, you got somebody on the point, somebody on the bottom, two on the wings, and then you're playing man-to-man on Heron.
And the Raiders have got a half to get it solved. 3 minutes away from the start of the third quarter, Rushi trails by two. District championship on the line here at Troy. Buccaneers 21, Raiders 19. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Rushi Raiders trail Covington by two here at the half, 21-19. Our student athlete spotlight segment is brought to you by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, which moved to Shelby County in the early 1980s from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And LaCal promotes student academic success among student athletes in the Shelby County League. And during the tournament, we highlight seniors, give them special recognition. Thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. 1, 2, 3 seniors for the Rushi girls. Tiffany Hatcher, Maria Heron, Christina Garkey, who was lost earlier because of an injury for the Raiders. Tough luck there for certain. Christina, a very tall 12th grade player, would have added some strength on the inside. These three girls, outstanding student athletes, fine careers here at Rushi. Maria Heron, Tiffany Hatcher, Christina Garkey under the spotlight today thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We are underway here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Third quarter begins. Covington's got the ball outside the arc on the left. Here's a long triple by Metz. Way too hard. Weak side rebound, though, by the Covington Buccaneers. Metz gets it back straight away. Misfires off the back iron. Rebound yanked down by Lyle. Covington still has it. Chance for a third straight shot. Opening possession, third quarter. Whiteman way off balance, running down the right side of the lane. Missed it, no chance to make that one. Rebounded by Rushi. Raiders trail by two, 21-19. Maria Heron's got the ball, high screen to Cameo Wilson. On a weave to Hatcher. Elbow left, it's Wilson. Nowhere to go. Hatcher straight away shoots the three. Missed it off the back brace. Long rebound to Whiteman of Covington. She sprints down the floor. pulls up inside the arc, hits a trailer, Lyle, who bobbles into the lap of Wilson, one-on-one against Whiteman. Cameo pulls up, hits the trailer, Plyman. Out of Heron on the arc, doesn't take the shot, goes to Plyman near side. She hoists up the three and rims it. Rebound down to Lyle of the Covington Buccaneers.
On Rushi's first possession, Heron turned the ball over and picked up her second foul trying to get it back. So that was a tough spot while we were away.
Rushi just can't get untracked. 6:20 left to go. Here's a steal out high by Heron. Took it away from Warner. Maria darts down the floor. Late give off to Plyman. Plyman to the rack. Banked it. Missed it, but was fouled. Chuck, it looked to me like Maria Heron could have taken that ball all the way to the rim.
I think she's really kind of lost a little confidence right now. She did a great job because she did get on Warner's right hand and just took the ball right away from her.
Clean steal, beautifully done by Maria. Two-on-one break by Rushi. It appeared as though the Raiders had a chance for an easy field goal. Plyman was fouled while shooting. Her first foul shot is swished. Her second one is rolling around. It goes in. Rushi continues. It's razor-sharp foul shooting, and we're tied at 21.
Yeah, Maria, if she was going to give that up, she should have given it up early, and that way she could have gotten it back.
Exactly. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Here's Warner. Now to Metz, straight away for Covington. Looks for Whiteman, deals it to her. Hatcher tightly guards Sammy Whiteman for Covington, who frees herself down the right side of the lane. Baseline to Lyle. Here's a telegraph pass. Heron on the intercept. She sprints down the floor, twisting, moving the lane, spinning, shooting, banks it, no good. Rebound Metz of Covington. Hands off to Whiteman. Whiteman starts up the floor. Good defense by the Raiders, and it causes a walk.
Heron made Lexi Long fall to the ground with her crossover move that time. Still could not make the ball go in the basket.
Good inbounds play by Rushi. Hatcher flipped it to Poling. Covington wasn't awake. Poling missed the shot in the paint, but she was pounded on the arm, and she's got two. Raiders need to take advantage of the first few minutes of the third quarter. Foul shot, Marissa Poling, no good, off the heel. 21-21 tie, 5:38 to go here in the third quarter. Christian, who's a strong young lady, returns to the floor for the Covington Buccaneers, 5'10 sophomore. She's at the post. Second foul shot by Poling. A lot of rim, and it came off the front. Rebound knocked back to Larissa. Hands off to Heron. Heron into the corner to Hatcher. Long triple. She pops it home. Good assist by Heron. Well, Maria may not be taking shots and not scoring, but that was an outstanding pass. 24-21. Rushi has sparked itself to a three-point lead. Whiteman dribbling foul line. Goes left corner to Long. Cross court to a teammate who goes baseline right. She's in a crowd. Good defense by Wilson and Heron, who steals it. Maria comes out of there with it. Warner had nowhere to go, and Rushi took it away. Wilson, good fake. Baseline left, all the way to the rim, around Christian, left it short. Rebound, Covington's Lexi Long. Backcourt to Warner. Covington yet to score in over 3 minutes in the second half. Here's Whiteman. Fakes right, goes left. And she double dribbles. Good call by the referee.
Yep. She got both hands on the ball when she tried to cross it over.
4 minutes, 44 seconds to go here in the third quarter. You sense, Chuck, the momentum is shifting a little bit.
Well, they're playing outstanding defense still.
Midcourt on the bounce. It is Plyman coming out to catch. High left is Jenna Cordonier, back on the floor for Rushi. Now Heron, 25 feet away on the right. To Cordonier, who zips a pass baseline left to Plyman. On the arc to Hatcher. Covington doesn't guard her. Shot short from long range. Rebound into the hands of Long to Whiteman for Covington, which is down three. We near the four-minute mark, third quarter. Buccaneers yet to put a point on the board in the second half. Inside the arc, Whiteman. Straightaway Warner. Guarded there by Heron. Far left side to Long. Whiteman on the high dribble against Plyman. Whiteman loses her. Whiteman into the lane. Banked it. Missed it too hard. Reach-in foul on Rushi. Whiteman gets two at the stripe. Big sequence of plays coming up here in the next few minutes in this game. Rushi leads by three. Free throw, Whiteman, dead center. 24-22 in favor of Rushi.
Well, that was her first free throw, but I had a feeling after watching her play that she's probably a good free throw shooter.
Mm-hmm. Second foul shot, Sammy Whiteman. Very good sophomore, Covington Buccaneers. Both of them all cored. Neither one touched the rim. 24-23. Rushi in the lead by a point. 3:49 to go, third quarter. Plyman outside the arc on the left of Cordonier. Baseline left, Wilson. Now Cordonier sizes up a three. In, out, no good. Wow. It pinballed around and popped away. Here's Covington down the floor quickly, two on two. Open player low on the right is Long. 5 foot banker missed it. Rebound, Whiteman, fadeaway in the lane. It's short. And coming away with the board is Cordonier. Buccaneers missed a golden opportunity that journey down the floor.
You can just get the feeling this game's going to go down to the last couple of possessions.
Uh-huh. Here's Cordonier, elbow on the left. Scoops it cross court to Heron. Wide open three ball. Hit the rim. No good. Rebound volleyballed around. And who got a piece of it last? Rushi. Covington ball. Low scoring third quarter. 24-23. Rushi, 3:11 left to be played. On the dribble, Whiteman up and over the timeline. It's Hatcher, head of the key, guarding her. Man-to-man defense by the Raiders. No, it isn't. It's not. Whiteman went through the lane. Hatcher didn't follow her. Bad pass, Covington. Pickoff on the play by Heron. Heron down the floor, riding her closely. Warner, who fouls. Team foul three on Covington. Chuck, last trip down, Whiteman was left alone by Hatcher out on the top of the key. Whiteman entered the lane. Hatcher didn't follow.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I was looking down. I'm not sure. They turned it over too quickly.
We'll see if head coach Timmerman has modified his defensive look. Rushi still leads by one. Very few points scored here in the third quarter. On a weave, it's Heron. Back to Hatcher, who sizes up a long three, a high one. Hit the heel. Kicked out to Warner. Warner in backcourt looks for a teammate. Rushi guards tightly. And it's ruled a travel. Pivot foot move by Warner. She pounded the ball down on the floor. Tell you what, Chuck, if that ball gone up in the air 10 feet, it might have been worthy of a technical.
Well, a lot of time. I mean, if you do it out of anger towards the call, that's one thing. If you do it right. Out of anger to yourself, they don't normally call that.
Exactly. Rushi Raiders inbounds. Baseline right, Cameo Wilson. A floater from 15, way short. Rebound, Cordonier, middle of the lane. She's bumped. Team foul four on Covington. Rushi girls, 20-5 on the year, trying to take a district championship after beating Fort Laramie for the sectional. Inbounding Hatcher low on the left, hits a cutter down the lane. It's Cordonier who rimmed the three-footer. Wow, it skipped all the way around the iron, hit every centimeter of the rim and trickled off. Here's Whiteman shedding players behind her. As she dribbles 60 feet down the floor to the lane, we've got a foul away from the free throw area where the ball was. A Rushi player went down in a heap 25 feet from the basket. 2:14 left to go here in the third quarter. We'll return in a minute. 1-point lead Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one. You don't have to spend a lot to get a lot, because right now you can get five delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
Rushi Raiders have not shot the ball well at all here today, but by virtue of very good defensive intensity, especially here in the third quarter, it is a 1-point lead for the Raiders. 24-23, 2 minutes left, period number three. Whiteman outside the arc on the right, picked up by Plyman. It is Whiteman below the foul stripe for the Buccaneers. Line drive jumper, 12-footer, hit the flange, kicked away to Heron, who snarfed up the rebound, up the floor to Cordonier. Back out to Plyman, throwing into the lane to Poling. Baseline right, Wilson. High arching jumper, 15-footer, way short. Rebound saved by Poling. Inbounds right to a Covington player. Boy, Larissa and Maria not looking to shoot. Covington's lead, a precarious one. Still, minute and a half to go, third quarter. 25 feet away on the left, Covington's got the ball.
And it is a 1-2-2 is what they're playing now.
Mackenzie Long on the floor, a 5'9 freshman for Covington. Here's a pull-up J by Addison Metz. It is way short. Rebound Christian down inside. Up once, twice, no good. Fine defense for the Raiders, who come away with a rebound.
Poling got another block on that first one.
Uh-huh. Here's Heron guarding into the right corner to Plyman. Baseline left to Cordonier. Good wraparound pass to Poling. Oh, a great feed. Poling on the deuce. There we go. Raiders in business on that trip down the floor. Rushi up three, 26-23. 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Whiteman to Mackenzie Long, 30 feet away. Now to Whiteman. Good defense by Cordonier. Whiteman nearly fell and walked. Regains her balance. Goes outside the arc on the left to Metz. Between the rings, Whiteman. 25 feet out, Mackenzie Long. Here's a pass cross court. Wilson nearly intercepts, but throws a shoulder into Metz. Foul called. Team foul three on Rushi.
Ball was in the air. Both people have the ability to go get it. I didn't see where she gained an advantage with the contact.
Exactly, Chuck. That was a 50-50 ball because it was such a poor pass, and the Covington player was late in meeting the throw.
That was Cameo's third.
Three on Wilson. Here's Whiteman below the foul line. Outside the arc on the right. It goes to Lexi Long. She fakes left, goes right, and fends off a Rushi player with the elbow, offensive foul. Well, Rushi's defense has switched the psychology of this game. Momentum favoring the Raiders.
They need, with 20 seconds to go now, they need to hang on to the ball. And the worst they're going to come out of this is a three-point lead going into the fourth quarter.
A two-point third period by Covington because the Rushi girls have performed beautifully at the defensive end. Ball thrown down to Poling. Poling against Christian. Overshoots. Poling's rebound. No good off to the left. Foul. Christian might have gotten her twice. Second one was called. 5.5 remaining in the third quarter. Larissa Poling. An opportunity here to lift Rushi to a five-point advantage. Larissa bounces the ball five times, shoots and swishes. 27-23 in favor of the Raiders. Biggest lead for Rushi since the Raiders were up after the first 3 minutes of the game, 7-2. Second shot Poling, short. Hit the rim. Rebound lost by Covington. It goes out of bounds. Rushi with 4.2 left. Has got an opportunity for points prior to the close of the third quarter. Hatcher will inbounds baseline left. It was Tiffany who was briefly shaken up a couple minutes ago.
That was a nasty scream, but yeah. It was legal.
Mm-hmm. Hatcher inbounding baseline left for Rushi. Throws to Heron. Heron tries to wiggle her way around a Covington defender. Attempts to shovel it toward the rim from 6 or 7 feet away. Covington gets all ball. It's ruled a jump. Good call by the referee.
Right, and a break for Rushi because we're not going to score. That takes the possession away from Covington to start the fourth quarter with only 1.7 seconds.
That's a good point. And Christian inbounds for Covington. A baseball-like throw all the way to the other end of the court. It goes out of bounds, didn't touch anybody. It'll come back to this end. And Rushi with 1.7 left will have the ball beneath the rim.
See, that's just a mental mistake right there, made by a sophomore, so you're going to give her a little bit of a break. But that's the last thing you want to do is Covington. Throw it in and get out of the quarter. Don't give them another chance to score.
This could be significant right here. Inbounds to Heron, who jacks up a three. Just short of the mark, no good. Hatcher found Maria. She shot it fast, maybe a little too quickly, and didn't quite get it there. But Rushi's up four. Great defensive third quarter for the Raiders, 27-23. Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Rookin's in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more.
The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookens-USA.com.
Early morning. Jack with Chuck, fourth quarter set to start here at Troy. Division 4 Girls District Championship game, 27-23 in favor of the Raiders. Well, a lot of credit to head coach Andy Timmerman of Rushi. He made a switch up defensively in that third quarter, and it paid big dividends. Covington limited to just 2 points.
Two free throws, yep, exactly.
Not a field goal. Rushi with the ball in the arc. Left wing, long jumper, Hatcher, three-point land, clanged off the rim. Rebound down to Whiteman of Covington. She's on the giddy-up, down the floor. Awkward shot, foul line, way off to the right, no good. Wasn't sure whether Whiteman meant to pass or shoot. She put it up toward the rim. It did not go. Here's Plyman, out in the arc, down inside to Poling, back to the basket. Baseline right, Cordonier, open 15-footer, drills it. Poling had it within shooting range. She felt the double team, and Cordonier pumped it home. Rushi's got a 6-point cushion now, 29-23. Raiders a bit sluggish for about 12 minutes in that first half, but it picked it up. Here's Covington down the court. Long three ball. Metz, 24-footer off the flange. Rebound Rushi, stolen though by Covington. Buccaneers get it right back. 6:55 to go in the fourth. Here's Warner, 25 feet away. Rushi's defense has held Covington without a field goal in the second half of this game for over 9 minutes. Here's Metz. Bounce pass Whiteman. Baseline left to Lyle. Herky-jerky move around the defender. Shot off the backboard, no good, but she might have been tagged on the arm.
Yeah, Larissa's got to keep her feet because she's such a good shot blocker. She does not need to lunge like that.
Victoria Lyle, a 5'5 junior player for Covington, toes the stripe. Two free throws coming. Rushi up by 6. Foul shot around the rim and in for Lyle.
They've made all 5 of their free throws. Haven't been there much, but 5 for 5.
Both teams sharp at the stripe. A breather here for Cordonier for the Raiders. Cameo Wilson back in. Second free throw by Lyle. He is good. She swished it. 4 free throws for Covington in the second half. That's it.
I tried to jinx her and it didn't work.
29-25 in favor of the Raiders. Top of the circle, Plyman. Left side, Hatcher. Baseline left, Wilson. Poling comes out to catch. High right, Plyman. Right corner, Hatcher. Into the lane to Wilson. Wilson back to the basket. She's doubled. Right corner, Hatcher, who shoots the 3 around the rim and out. Long rebound, smacked out to Plyman. Right wing, Hatcher, almost stolen by Whiteman, who nearly made the pickoff on the boundary.
If you've got a criticism of Rushi for the whole season, is they throw some passes that are just very ill-advised.
6 minutes to go in the game. Rushi up 4, 29-25. Ball looped to Wilson, high left. Left corner, Hatcher, roams to the head of the key. Now Heron. Heron, a good look. Elbow left, 16-footer, hit the heel, kicked out. Rebound Hatcher, foul, though, on Rushi. A push-off in the paint. That was as good a shot as Maria will get. It wasn't a 3. It was a moderately lengthy 2. It was a bit hard.
Yeah, she's just, you can see her shooting confidence is just not there.
5:48 to go in the fourth quarter. Rushi clings to a 4-point lead. Covington not a field goal yet in the second half. Here's Whiteman, 25 feet away. Left corner goes to Metz. Ball lobbed out high to Warner. Right corner, Lexi Long, who goes baseline. She's doubled in a little trouble. Back out to Warner. Now Whiteman. Left corner, Metz, who jacks up the 3. It hits the rim. Backboard no good. Rebound volleyballed around. I think Rushi might have fouled. Was it Larissa Poling on the arm of a Covington rebounder?
I think that's what they called. That's her second.
And right back to the stripe is Lyle, who made 2. Last journey down the floor for Covington. Her first one is short, teetered on the rim, and fell down into the arms of Poling. Covington still down by 4 to Rushi. 5:18 to go in the game. Left wing, Hatcher. Hatcher on the bounce, 25 feet out. Goes right side to Plyman. Kleiman dribbles, still dribbles, gives it up to Hatcher. Hatcher against Whiteman in the right corner. Now Cameo Wilson, head of the key. 5 minutes to go in the game. Raiders lead by four, 29-25. Here's Maria Heron holding. Left side, Plyman. Cross-court skip pass to Wilson. Goes baseline. Behind her to Hatcher. Hatcher straddles the three-point arc and buries it. It's a long deuce. She was just inside the long line. That's a critical goal. Good work for the Raiders. Fine patience. 31-25. Rushi. Here's a cross-court pass to Covington. Down inside. It goes on the play to Lyle. Lyle has it blocked. Got it back. It rolls off the rim. Rebounded on the play by the Raiders, Poling, who fell down and walked.
She got knocked down, but once she fell, that's why they called it the travel. But she got help to the floor.
Buccaneers still without a field goal in the second half. Remarkable defense played by Rushi. 31-25, Raiders, 4:20 to go in the game. Whiteman, left corner. Now to Metz, into the lane. Lyle twists and turns, doesn't shoot. Now to Lexi Long in the left corner. Warner walked and wasn't called. Back to Long, inside the three-point line, bangs it off the rim. Long rebound ricochets to Heron. Covington can't find the range.
Well, they're not a real good shooting team except for Whiteman, so yep. That's not shocking me.
And Rushi's given Whiteman a lot of attention. Here's a cross-court pass, but Rushi stole him along. Down the floor, Covington blew the gimme. She had a wide-open layup. It was short. Rebound tipped out by the Raiders.
But Plyman has got to take care of the ball. She has thrown three horrible passes here in the third quarter, all of them picked off.
It's some careless heaving of the basketball by Rushi. Fortunately, Covington simply can't throw it in the ocean right now.
I think the Rushi bench saw that too. They just took her out of the game.
3:54 to go, fourth quarter, 31-25 Rushi. Covington's got to get the ball in the hands of Whiteman. Simply can't do it. Near steal, top of the key by Hatcher. Whiteman to Warner. Warner hoists up a three. It is banked. It is in and out. No good. High off the window. Came down, almost went in. Rushi snatched up the rebound. Down to 3.5 to go in the fourth. Low scoring game, 31-25 in favor of the Raiders. Team foul situation, 6 on Covington, 7 on Rushi. Raiders bring it way back out to the timeline.
Well, they're going to spread them out and make them play man-to-man now.
Uh-huh. I like that alternate offensive style here from head coach Andy Timmerman. And here's Maria Heron handing off to Tiffany Hatcher, 35 feet from the rim. Tiffany starts to pedal toward the basket, a hooking foul against Covington. 1-1 for the Raiders. Who, if they shoot free throws now, Chuck, like they've shot them all year long, can perhaps put this game away. Time out called by Covington. 3:11 to go. Buccaneers with 4 total points in the second half, not a field goal. Rushi's defense has been terrific. Raiders up 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
1-1 free throw situation for Tiffany Hatcher of Rushi as we return, and she popped it home. Second one is good. Hit the front rim, back rim, and trickled in, and Rushi's got its biggest lead of the afternoon, or I should say late morning. 33-25, Raiders up 8. Covington still without a field goal in the second half. Here's a drive by Whiteman. Pull up 10-footer in traffic. Short, no good. Again, super D by the Raiders, who get the rebound.
Poling made her change her shot. She's been terrific defensively.
Heron behind the back on the dribble as the Raiders spread it out. It goes to Hatcher. Hatcher near side to Cordonier. Almost an overplay and a steal by Whiteman. And Whiteman lowers the shoulder into Cordonier, 30 feet from the basket. Chuck just heard from Jeff Bray, who was a founding partner here on scorersbroadcast.com. In fact, Jeff got us off the ground. It was his technological background that helped scorersbroadcast.com get launched. He's down in Myrtle Beach, and being on the beach in Myrtle, he just texted and said, "Did I hear one of you two say something about throwing it in the ocean?" And Covington hasn't shot it well. They haven't been able to throw it in the ocean here in the second half. That, of course, is a cliche.
That's a three from here. That's a long shot.
Both free throws made by the Rushi Raiders. Was that Cordonier who made them, Chuck?
Cordonier made them both.
And here is Covington now down 10, 2:29 to go in the fourth on a weave out front. And Whiteman is nudged, and she gets the 1-on-1 for Covington.
Yeah, you can't just stick a hand out there like that. That was a fourth foul on Heron.
Whiteman dips the knees, puts the free throw up and in. Five free throws for Covington here in the second half. That's it. Not one field goal.
Well, Maria not scoring, but they need her out there on the floor, A, to be fouled, and B, to handle the basketball.
Second free throw, Whiteman, yes. 35-27 the score. The lead had been 10. It's now 8. Rushi in front. 2:21 to go in the fourth. Here's Hatcher dribbling down the right corner. And then flips it back out on top. Then it's thrown to Wilson, baseline left. Deals to Poling, right extremity of the floor. Out high, it goes on the play to Hatcher. Hatcher sprints into the top of the key, then flips it back out behind her to the timeline. Here's Cordonier being bodied by Whiteman. Covington in pursuit, but the Buccaneers can't foul. They're trying, and now Heron is hooked on the play by Warner. It's been a combination of poor shooting by the Buccaneers, but they've been guarded very well in the second half. Rushi has been terrific defensively.
Yeah, they have been. That's what's the reason that they're in the game. And there's Maria Heron's first point of the game.
Wow. Maria Heron sinks the free throw. Well, this has been Rushi all year long, Chuck. The Raiders continued to play pretty well. Even when Maria was down with the ankle injury, she sinks two free throws here. It's a well-rounded Rushi team. It's not deep, but the first six players are mighty solid.
Right.
Each free throw in by Heron. 10-point lead restored. 1:57 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
High-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
And the Rushi Raiders here today, Chuck, have not been sharp offensively. I'm sure head coach Andy Timmerman would admit that. It has not been a good game shooting the ball for the Raiders. But the free throw shooting has been excellent. The defense has been fantastic. Covington still without a bucket from the floor here in the second half. Hatcher breaks up a pass, nearly steals. Cordonier dives on it. And guess what? The arrow favors Rushi.
Well, Rushi's playing Rushi basketball. Great defense, and they're 6-for-6 in the fourth quarter shooting free throws.
1:43 to go in the game, 37-27 in favor of Rushi. Ball inbounded to Heron, 75 feet from the basket, and she's knocked off her pins by Warner, and Heron goes to the other end. That was team foul 10 on Covington. Heron's got the double bonus. Give Rushi, Chuck, a lot of credit. Offense was asleep most all of this game. Defense got the job done. Head coach Andy Timmerman inspired them. The Raiders collectively played outstanding defense throughout this contest, especially here in the second half. Heron made the first free throw. Second one circled the rim and came out. 11-point lead, the biggest of the game. Here's Whiteman barreling down the right side of the floor. Cordonier reaches in defensively, fouls. In the act of shooting was Whiteman, who will get two. 1:35 remaining in the fourth.
That was kind of a phantom foul right there.
Whiteman pounds the ball on the floor once, twice, three times, and rolls the free throw off. No good. 38-27 Rushi. Again, the winner of this game advances to a regional semifinal next Thursday at 8 against the winner of tonight's game at Wapakoneta between Minster and Upper Scioto Valley. Minster defeated New Bremen on Thursday. Upper Scioto Valley in overtime inched past Marion Local. Foul backcourt on Covington. Rushi shoots, fouls again. And Chuck, the Rushi Raiders just love to go to the free throw line. They thrive on it.
Yeah, this is where they live.
Deep knee, Ben Maria Heron up and in on the foul shot. 39-28, 11-point cushion for Rushi. A minute 32 to go. It is amazing how the psychology of basketball can change from one half to the other. Second quarter, all Covington. Rushi in the doldrums offensively. Much of the first half wasn't real good on the defensive side of the ball either. Head coach Andy Timmerman made a switch up in terms of defensive strategy. It paid off. Intensity for the Raiders really picked up. Rushi guarded three-quarter court. And Covington's been stymied here in the second half. Again, repeating, the Covington Lady Buccaneers, Chuck, still do not have a field goal in the final two quarters of play.
Yep, they've scored 7 points, is that right?
Uh-huh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yep, 7 points, all 8 points, all from the free throw line.
It was 21-19 in favor of Covington at the half, so the Buccaneers
right, so
have scored
seven free throws.
In fact, here in the second half of this game, with that made free throw there by Heron of Rushi, the Raiders have now outscored Covington 21-7 here in the final two quarters. Here's a long trifecta by Whiteman straight away. That was a Hail Mary shot. No good. Again a rebound by Rushi. Again a foul by Covington. Clock stops, a minute 22 to go. But the final score of this game, Chuck, will not reflect the competitiveness of it because it was anybody's contest through three quarters.
Right, for about the last minute and a half of the third quarter, I mean, Rushi opened up a four-point lead, which seemed kind of big at the time.
Right. Cameo Wilson at the stripe. She'll take her turn there for the Raiders, and she throws up a bullseye. Maria Heron shoots free throws at 72%. Larissa Poling at 67%. Tiffany Hatcher at 83%. Cameo Wilson at 74%. Jenna Cordonier at 68%. Whitney Plyman at 67%. Yeah. On and on and on. The NBA should take note. Another free throw by Cameo is right on the money. Minute 20 left to go in the fourth. It's a 14-point game. Whiteman comes up over the timeline and jettisons up a quick three, a 26-footer, way short, rebound down to Rushi. Here's Heron up and over the timeline for the Raiders. She dribbles out back, hangs on. Let's see if Covington continues to foul.
Down 14. I'm sure Coach Meyer has called off the dogs there.
That's really not much sense in doing it. Cordonier tight ropes the timeline. Nearly went over and back, fed it to Heron, who airmails it out back to Hatcher against the Covington defense again. Two steps from the timeline is Tiffany. Throws it in the corner to Heron, 40 seconds remaining. 14-point lead for Rushi. And we have got a timeout called by the Raiders to get wholesale changes. How about Rushi? Sectional championship, district championship for the Rushi girls. Did it 3 years ago, doing it again here today. 42-28 in favor of the Raiders, 40.3 remaining. Ball thrown deep left corner, Rushi fumbles. Covington will get it back, out of bounds off a blue shirt. 37.8 to go. Covington still amazingly without a field goal in the last two quarters of this game. Here's a deep three left side, but Metz air ball. Covington, ball on the deck. It is scooped up by the Raiders. Down to 20 seconds remaining. Shea Borchers on the floor. She sprints down the right side. Here's a jump shot inside the arc. Marushi off the rim, missed. Loose ball Raiders at the timeline. We're down to 10 to go. Congratulations, Rushi Raiders, who are going to hold the Covington Buccaneers without a field goal in the second half of this game. And Rushi wins it 42-28. Kudos to head coach Andy Timmerman and his club. 14-point win, Marushi. Raiders worked real sharp offensively today for four periods, but were very good at the free throw line and outstanding defensively. Marushi will play the Minster Upper Soda Valley winner next Thursday at 8 at Vandalia Butler in a girls' D4 regional semifinal. We'll return in just a couple of minutes to close out our first game webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Big shout outs today to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, on board with us since last March. The Francis Schulte Company, Superior Aluminum, shout out to them. Thank you so much here on scoresbroadcast.com for being Scores Broadcast partners. District runner-up honors being presented to the Covington Buccaneers down below. Covington led in this game by 2 points, 21-19 at the half. A tremendous final two quarters by the Rushi Raiders at the free throw line and on defense, as Rushi outscored Covington 23-7 over the final 16 minutes of this contest. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring. Great free throw shooting highlights the Rushi victory.
Well, no doubt about it. I mean, both teams shot lights out from the free throw line. Samantha Whiteman led Covington with 12. Then they got 6 out of Metz. She had a good first half. Nobody really had a good second half for Covington. On the other side, Tiffany Hatcher was outstanding the whole game. She played out great defense to go along with her 15 points. She had 3 threes, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. They got 8 from Poling and 8 from Wilson. Heron ended up with 5 off in the free throw line in the fourth quarter. 17 to 21 as a team in the fourth quarter, and that was 11 for 12 in the fourth quarter. That was pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Clancy's player of the game for the Rushi Raiders is Tiffany Hatcher.
Yeah, Tiffany was given shots as Covington shaded Maria Heron all day long, doubled down whenever Larissa Poling got a chance at receiving the ball, and Tiffany was available, and she made some big ones.
Yeah, she shot the ball well, and like I said, her defense was outstanding.
Uh-huh. Tiffany Hatcher getting the honors for the Rushi Raiders. She was marvelous. It was a team defensive effort by Rushi. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
It was 2014-15 when the Raiders won sectional and district championships. Rushi does it again here today. Chuck, let's take a look at the final numbers presented to us by Matt Zerker. Boy, he offers real-time stats. Thanks to Matt from the Sydney Daily News, Ken Barhorst and his fine staff. Let's take a look at the numbers.
Well, they were 0-for-21 in the second half. 9 wow. for 44 for the game is 20%. Only 1 of 12 shooting threes. On the other side, Rushi didn't shoot the ball a whole lot better. They were 11 of 41. That's 26%. 3 of 15 from the 3 points. That's 20%. But they made 17 free throws out of 21 attempts. There was your difference. Rebounding 36-33 advantage for Covington. 5 block shots for Larissa Poling. 16 turnovers for Rushi, 18 turnovers for Covington. And all the stats in the paint, off turnover, second chance, bench, all was within 2 points. So that was all the difference in the ball game was the free throws. They outscored them by 8 at the free throw line, ended up winning by 14.
Andy Timmerman, first-year head coach at Rushi, fine job. Raiders about as lean in terms of depth as a Division IV girls team could possibly be. Yet these young ladies display outstanding endurance, and when the offense isn't clicking, this unit is remarkable defensively, as it was here today. A really good game turned in by the Rushi Raiders, who in the regional just a couple years ago lost a four-pointer to Fort Loramie after winning a district championship over Fayetteville that season. Rushi with a sectional and district title a couple years ago. Get it done again here today. And the district championship honors being presented now to the Rushi Raiders. Like reminder, fans, we will go offline for about 15 or 20 minutes, then return online with a short pregame before the Jackson Center Cincinnati Christian game, which will be upcoming. That tip-off won't occur until about 1 o'clock. Again, the Rushi Raiders' victory today means Rushi will get either Minster or Upper Soda Valley next Thursday at 8 at Vidalia Butler in a regional semifinal. Rushi played Minster, one of the top five teams in the state in Girls Division IV, very tough in the regular season. We covered that game on scoresbroadcast.com. In fact, Rushi led with a minute 50 to go by a point, wound up getting beat, but that was at Minster. Rushi performed extremely well that day, and I think Rushi's best will come out, Chuck, in a running-style game, which Minster will play against Rushi.
Yeah, the Minster plays the type of basketball that Rushi likes to play, too, so it's going to come down to who executes and who makes shots, because they're going to be playing in Butler, and that is really a tough place to play if you've not played there shooting the ball from distance.
Andy Timmerman, the last one out for Rushi after all team members and assistant coaches have received district championship honors. Congrats to the Raiders. Big crowd turned out here from Rushi as the Rushi boys go to the hardwood tonight against Fort Loramie.
Big night in Rushi, that's for sure.
We've got that game for you this evening. Lower bracket sectional championship at Piqua. Boys D4, Rushi, Fort Loramie. Tip-off at 7. We've got the webcast coverage beginning at 6:45. Again, stay tuned here to scoresbroadcast.com. We've got Jackson Center, Cincinnati Christian coming up next. We'll go offline till about 12:45, then return with a short pregame before the start of the second district championship game here today between the Jackson Center Tigers and Cincinnati Christian. Rushi fans in the background cheering on as the Southwest District Athletic Board presents the team district championship trophy to the Rushi Raiders. Here's the applause coming up. Brett Gish is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck will be alongside. Stats, color, on-site engineering. Rushi, district champs in girls Division IV basketball, beating Covington here today 42-28 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.